I'm Larry Moldenbrink. This is KKOB First News. An investigation is underway after a one-month-old baby dies in southwest Albuquerque. The Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office says deputies were called to a home in the 1900 block of Lake Southwest around 4 this morning and found the child dead. The case is being treated as a suspicious death. 28-year-old Jesus Acosta Contreras, the man wanted in connection with the physical abuse of two young Albuquerque children, is now the APD Fugitive of the Week. Officer Robert Gibbs says they're checking to see if he's hiding out somewhere.
We're looking into that possibility right now. We're not sure on that aspect regarding to where maybe he has family in another state and or Mexico.
A felony warrant charging Acosta Contreras with child abuse was issued Wednesday. The mother of the two girls is in jail after failing to alert police to the abuse of the children. As we end 2011, gasoline prices in New Mexico are 87 cents lower than they were in May and 26 cents below the national average. That from AAA New Mexico's Sarah Schimmer, who tells 770 KKOB we're just not driving that much.
We've had a lot of low demand for this whole winter season. We have seen oil prices on the market rise to about $100 a barrel, but then retail prices continue to dip.
New Mexico's average price now $2.99 a gallon. In Albuquerque, the price of the pump is only $2.82. It's 5 days before the Iowa caucuses, and Republican candidates are traveling the state, touting their conservative credentials and questioning those of their rivals. The new frontrunners are Ron Paul and Mitt Romney. Military analysts say Iran probably couldn't really shut down the Strait of Hormuz as it's threatening it might do. Analyst Jonathan Rue with the Institute for the Study of War says it would be very, very difficult for Iran even to impede traffic for a significant period of time, even though it has dramatically ramped up its navy in recent years. Wall Street today, the Dow was up 135 points. This portion of the news sponsored by Sandia Resort and Casino. The Lobos take on St. Louis University at the Pit Saturday, pregame 3:30 on your home for Lobo Sports. I'm Larry Moldenbrink on your breaking news station, News Radio 770 KKOB.
At the top, at the bottom, and when it breaks, don't miss a thing. KKOB First News begins now.
Good afternoon. I'm Larry Moldenbrink at 4 o'clock, 97 degrees in Albuquerque. This is KKOB First News. A former UNM president is among a handful of people who've been arrested for an online prostitution ring in Albuquerque. F. Chris Garcia was UNM president in 2002 and 2003. He's being held in jail on a $35,000 bond for promoting prostitution, tampering with evidence, and conspiracy. APD Lieutenant William Roseman says Garcia was a major player in the Southwest Companions operation, which involved high stakes.
The women who participated in this are not your typical street prostitutes. The prices on them, cheapest was probably $200 for an act, going up to $10,000 for an hour. Okay, so it was not a cheap organization.
APD says more arrests will be made in the near future. The Valencia County District Attorney says he won't seek the death penalty in the Levi Chavez murder case. Chavez is accused of killing his wife at their Los Lunas home in 2007. At the time, he was an Albuquerque police officer, but has since been fired. DA Lemuel Martinez tells 770 KKOB there's not enough evidence to pursue the death penalty.
If Albuquerque was done with their investigation, we may have had sufficient evidence to move forward. I don't know if they've even begun or not, and we can't wait to make a decision until after Albuquerque does an investigation.
Chavez claims his wife, Tara, committed suicide. If convicted of first-degree murder, he could spend the rest of his life behind bars. A court ruling in the case of a Valencia County boy accused of gunning down his father in August of 2009, the court has determined that Benjamin Hilburn, who was 10 at the time of the shooting, is competent to stand trial in children's court in the death of 42-year-old Byron Jim Hilburn at a home in Belen. The DA now has 120 days to try the case. New Mexico remains dead last among all states when it comes to job growth. State labor officials say New Mexico lost 6,300 jobs from May of last year to May of 2011, a negative job growth of 0.8%. It's the 31st straight month that New Mexico has lost jobs. Despite that, the state's unemployment rate actually fell from 7.6% in April to 6.9% in May. Coming up, no let-up in the drought. 770 KKOB News Radio Time, 4:02. 770 KKOB News Radio Time, just about 4:04. This portion of the news sponsored by Mesa Tractor Incorporated. A National Weather Service official in Albuquerque says the drought is just getting worse. Hydrologist Ed Palasco tells 770 KKOB that's not surprising since no rain is falling and temperatures are rising.
We're looking at almost the entire southern half of the state being in exceptional drought. That's the kind of thing that only happens every 25 to 50 years.
Palasco says exceptional is the term the U.S. Drought Monitor uses to describe the worst category of drought. He also tells us we're starting to see changes in the atmosphere, signaling that the monsoon season is getting closer. He expects it to begin sometime between July 4th and 10th, although it's difficult to predict. The White House says bipartisan deficit talks are in abeyance after House Majority Leader Eric Cantor of Virginia walked out. The Virginia Republican says he can't support the tax increase Democrats are calling for. The White House says the discussion might be taken up by the president and congressional leaders. The evacuation order in Minot, North Dakota is being expanded. About a quarter of the city's population were evacuated yesterday, but officials say it looks like the flooding Saras River could rise as much as 3 feet higher than earlier projections. Wall Street today, the Dow was down 59 points, the NASDAQ was up 17. Right now, 97 degrees in Albuquerque. Our next news update at 4:30. I'm Larry Molenbrink on your breaking news station, News Radio 770 KKOB.